This is Religion of the Heart by Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Varya Sarva Shastra Siddhanta Vit Ashtotara Shatashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who gives us the supreme conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, compiled from informal talks with his disciples and friends. Introduction. I would like to begin by first offering my repeated obeisances to my Diksha spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who has spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Even though I had nothing to offer him, somehow or other he has been kind and allowed me to come to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math to have the association of the great Mahabhagavat devotees. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakshak Shridadev Goswami Maharaj and His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. All three of these great souls have given me shelter, and I am grateful to them for giving their energy to such a fallen and helpless person as myself. This book is a humble and inadequate attempt on my part to show a small part of the vast treasure of transcendental knowledge His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj has been imparting to the world for the past 15 years. Srila Govinda Maharaj has been on 21 world tours that have taken him to every corner of the world. He has met with sincere seekers and distinguished persons from all walks of life and preached Krishna consciousness vigorously wherever he went. He has appeared on weekly internet radio broadcasts for the past 10 years, and under his direction and inspiration, over 70 centers of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math have been established in over 40 countries. 250 books and related articles in over 20 languages have been published under his direction, establishing the perfect conception of Krishna consciousness he has carried from his Guru Maharaj. By his influence, so many sincere souls, suffering under the horrible influence of the Kali Yuga, now have a chance to take shelter under the cooling rays of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. We can't really understand his great contribution to Krishna consciousness, as it is inconceivable. In 1941, Srila Sridhar Maharaj wrote a shloka and put it on a flag atop a bamboo pole in his math, which was just a small thatched hut at that time. That shloka forecast the future glories of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and said they would be sung all over the world one day. Sri Mat Chaitanya Saraswata Matavara Udgita Kirtir Jayashring Vibrat Sambati Ganga Tata Nikata Nabadvipa Kola Driraje Yatra Sri Gora Saraswata Mata Nirata Gora Gata Grinanti Srimad Rupanuga Sri Kritamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. At that time, some of Srila Guru Maharaj's godbrothers chided him by saying he had only a small math with a few buildings and a few devotees. So how, they said, would the glories of this math be heard all over the world? Now, due to Srila Govinda Maharaj's unflinching spirit of self-sacrifice and complete dedication to his Guru Maharaj, he has successfully established the supreme conception of his Guru Maharaj in all parts of the world. So those with a clean heart and desirous of real spiritual life can practice Krishna consciousness under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. Due to his grace, the sun never sets on the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and the flag that Srila Guru Maharaj hoisted in 1941 waves in the favorable breezes on every continent. When we hear Srila Govinda Maharaj speak about the pastimes of the Lord, or for that matter, on any subject matter, we are reminded of the third shloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, Nigama kalpataror galitang phalam shuka mukhad amrita drava sangyutam pibata bhagavatam rasam alayam muhur aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. The subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is very sweet because it deals with Krishna's pastimes. But those pastimes have been made even sweeter because they were spoken by Srila Shukadeva Goswami. I hope we can see in this book the sweet nature of Krishna's pastimes are made even sweeter because they come through the lotus lips of Srila Govinda Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj said, Srila Govinda Maharaj was a natural Paramahansa. He is taking the sweet fruit of Krishna's pastimes and making them even sweeter and more relishable by adding his sweet nature to them. In 1955, when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada received the first copy of the Sri Gaudiya Darshan magazine published by Srila Govinda Maharaj, he commented that Srila Govinda Maharaj was a transcendental humorist and that people would like to read articles written by him with great relish because they are not only instructive but also amusing. I hope this book conveys this beautiful style of Srila Govinda Maharaj, as this was the original intent of the publishers. If not, I hope we can improve the next edition. The preface is a Bengali poem, Your Fearless Lotus Feet, written by Srila Govinda Maharaj in 1957 for the glorification of his Guru Maharaj on the occasion of his Vyas Puja. In this poem we are shown the perfect spirit of dedication and devotion an expert disciple has for his guru, as well as the perfect example of humility a disciple should have for his spiritual master. The poem also shows the deep insight into the higher Siddhanta that Srila Guru Maharaj said Srila Govinda Maharaj was so expert in. In part one, Srila Govinda Maharaj explains the gist of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception of Krishna consciousness based on one shloka, Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam, composed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He explains and shows by logical reasoning how the absolute truth is a person, not an impersonal void or abstract entity. And that person is Sri Krishna, whose land is Vrindavan Dham, the highest plane in the spiritual world, above even Mathura or Dwarka. In Vrindavan Dham, all residents worship Krishna with great devotion, but in different moods, such as Shanta Rasa, neutrality, Dasya Rasa, servitorship, Sakya Rasa, friendship, Vatsalya Rasa, parental relation, and Madhura Rasa, which is divided in two parts, conjugal and paramour. The highest worship is shown by the Vraja Gopis, and this is thoroughly explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the supreme scripture recommended by Sriman Mahaprabhu. Srila Govinda Maharaj gives us this conception in a very beautiful, simple, and straightforward manner, and draws on many beautiful shlokas from different scriptures to paint a beautiful picture of Krishna consciousness as only a true transcendental poet can do. In part two, Srila Govinda Maharaj takes us deeper into the subject matter of Krishna consciousness and shows us beyond a doubt that Krishna really is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the emporium of all rasa, Akila Rasamrita Murti, by presenting a stunning description of his sweet pastimes, his wonderful associates, his transcendental flute, and his exquisite beauty, based on shlokas from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 23, verses 82 to 83. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priyamandala Trijagan Manasakarshi Murali Kalakujita Asa Manordva Rupa Sri Vishma Pita Charachara. But before he does this, he cautions us in chapter 4. To first hear about Krishna consciousness in a step-by-step process from a bona fide spiritual master. He says, a bona fide spiritual master will not instruct his disciple in the higher pastimes of the Lord in the beginning. When a spiritual master sees his disciple is ready to hear about those higher pastimes, then he will instruct him. Not before. If we don't follow this caution, we will get only imitation pastimes or an imitation diamond. As he says, we won't get the real thing. Throughout the book, Srila Govinda Maharaj stresses the importance of worshipping Krishna and shows us the real way to worship him is through Radha Dasyam, service to Srimati Radharani. And the way to worship her is through Sri Gurudev, who is the embodiment of Radharani in the highest aspect and of Nityananda Prabhu in a little lower form. We get this knowledge of Krishna consciousness through the descending process, beginning with Krishna himself, who spoke it to Lord Brahma, and then to Narad and Vyasadeva, and ultimately to our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj. The knowledge of Krishna consciousness is always descending through the hearts of the pure souls, and we can understand where a pure soul is by seeing the shining light bulb of transcendental knowledge that is burning in his pure heart. This is the knowledge given by Vedavyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and now Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj. We are very fortunate. Srila Guru Maharaj is presenting the proper conception of Sriman Mahaprabhu as he heard from his Guru Maharaj. And we are even more fortunate. He can present it in a clear and straightforward manner, as only a great teacher and devotee can do. In trying to make this book as an offering to Srila Govinda Maharaj, I may have committed many errors, for which I am asking everyone's forgiveness. With your help and suggestions, we will improve it in its second edition. Credits. In making any book, there are always many people who help, and I would like to try to offer my appreciation to some of them. So many have come forward that it is not possible to mention them all, so I hope those that aren't mentioned will forgive me. When I first began transcribing Srila Guru Dev's lectures many years ago, Anupama Devidasi from Germany helped by typing many pages of cumbersome manuscripts. I am grateful for her assistance, even though it has been many years since she helped. Shripad Bhakti Prapana Tirtha Maharaj and Shripad Niskinchan Maharaj have always been ready to help with the extensive Bengali and Sanskrit Srila Gurudev uses in his lectures, and without their help, this book would not have been possible. It is also due to Shripad Tirtha Maharaj that the poem, Your Fearless Lotus Feet, came to my attention, along with other poems collected from old Gaudiya Darshan magazines. He published in a Bengali compilation titled Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharajer Rachana Amrita. I am grateful to Krishnananda Prabhu for his translation of Your Fearless Lotus Feet, which he completed after much hard labor. Shruta Shrava Prabhu also helped at times with understanding Srila Govinda Maharaj's Sanskrit verses and some other difficult aspects of the Siddhanta presented. Shripad Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj helped in the beginning, and Shripad Bhakti Swarup Tridandi Maharaj came along at a critical time and helped organize and proofread vast amounts of transcripts. He also enlisted the help of Jagadananda Prabhu and Ashraya Vigraha Prabhu. Devamayi Devidasi also helped with the Bengali at times. I am grateful to Enakshi Devidasi, who freely and kindly donated her unique paintings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be used in this publication. Bhuvana Mohan Prabhu came at a very critical time, as I couldn't find anyone to do the layout and printing. He has had a lot of experience in this field, and when he offered to help, I knew one day this project would be completed. He also enlisted the help of Ishabandhu Prabhu and Sadhu Priya Prabhu with the graphics and cover design, etc. And finally, Damayanti Devidasi gave some assistance as a proofreader. Om Tat Sat, Swami B.P. Siddhanti, finished on Guru Purnim, Vyasadeva's appearance day, July 9, 2006.